You're listening to Modern HR.
And two, I think it really just speaks volumes that we care about our people. At the end of the day, if you don't care about the people, they're going to feel it.
Welcome to Modern HR, the podcast where business and HR leaders let you in on how they navigate today's exponentially changing talent management and HR tech landscape. In this podcast, recorded at the Sapphire Now 2018 conference, Search HR Software Executive Editor David Essex interviews Bridget McGinnis Day on how both technology and processes factor into employee experience. McGinnis Day is Chief HR Strategy and Digital Transformation Executive at SAP SuccessFactors.
So how do you personally define employee experience?
So at SAP SuccessFactors and across SAP overall, we really look at employee experience, we really look at the total workforce experience. What I mean by that is that when an employee comes to work, or even is at home or anything related to work, we want them to have the same digital experience they would have at home with their smart device or anywhere they go. We also believe that it's not just about the people tools we have. The workforce experience is about their expenses, their travel, feedback from their leaders, in terms of understanding career paths. Do I have the learning I need? Can I get it quickly? Just understanding even how do I apply for a job? All of those things go just even beyond the people part as well. So that's what we consider the entire workforce experience and employee experience.
So what specifically is HR's role in improving the employee experience? What does the HR department do?
Sure. So HR's role, I think, is really about how do you enable the environment, set up the environment and enable the leaders to make sure they understand the overall workforce experience. What do I mean by that is looking at the ability to have transparency. So they have data that looks at where do I have issues on turnover, employee feedback, making sure you're getting their voice, whether it's annually, daily, weekly, in terms of their surveying information, and understanding where are some of the pain points coming from as well. So I think giving leaders the tools, give leaders the intellectual empowerment, meaning they give them the intellect, give them the understanding of how to leverage it, and making sure that employees know they have a voice. They have outlets to get the feedback, and they feel that the company is supporting them along that journey. But they're driving that journey, and they're driving that career for themselves.
So which specific HR technologies are you using to improve the employee experience? So I know there's a lot of SuccessFactors products in there, but which specific pieces of SuccessFactors platform are you using?
So in terms of we have both SuccessFactors, and we've been also on-premise previously as well from an HR perspective as part of SAP, but we've also been pretty creative in looking at our SAP cloud platform and getting some extensibility here on recognition on alumni. We're capturing all of our alumni, and also too looking at our SAP analytics data as well as how do we look at the data and be more predictive for that as well. So we're touching in all aspects. I would tell you I think all of our technology solutions across SAP touch employee experience. Concur for travel. Think about taking a picture and being able to get your expenses. The things that you have to do at work and that you know you have to do it but you don't always love to do it are made easy and it's a good return, that's a win. That's an employee experience. So those are the different technology solutions we use. But I'll take it one step further to say it's not always about the technology. And one of the things we looked at when we were doing our transformation in HR was we realized that in shared services, we had set things up by process. That worked great for a while, but then it didn't yield a nice employee experience. So what we do is we really transformed our end-to-end processes, and now we're transforming, looking at it from an employee, a candidate, a retiree, a leader perspective, and we're redesigning our processes from end-to-end mindset. So that's one way to think about employee experience. The other thing is we wanted to make sure that we kept the human in HR with technology, and we have a one-stop service with shared services. We want to make sure they can put a ticket in, they can call, and they can also do a FaceTime or a Skype or a video, so they have the consultation consulting on org design, career information, and we actually call it the Employee Experience Center. We have physical sites and locations, and they have virtual as well. If you have private matter, if you have just information you want to do or different types of hot topics we have for the employees, we can do that all through our employee experience centers. So that's a whole new function for us that we've been talking about before it hit the technology route of talking about it.
Right. What kind of anecdotal feedback are you getting? What are you hearing from employees?
So I think one is that you are keeping the human in HR. That's really important. The second piece is that we see clear results on our people survey. We look at our people survey, we manage it, we look at that data. The engagement scores are higher than they've ever been. They're outstanding. The overall leadership trust that we measure in the company has grown double digits as well. And the overall health index, looking at wellness, looking at the feedback, and also the different differentiators on career and information that are all evaluated from an employee experience perspective. So that overall health index looks at all the different parameters that would go beyond just employee engagement. And then the other thing is, we're doing upward feedback. So if you're part of the Employee Experience Center and you work virtually in the sites, we're actually getting surveys and ratings for them immediately. And we're actually measuring the success of actually people going, attending, and getting feedback on those overall solutions that we provide for them as well. So we're tracking it.
Do you consider employee wellness to be a component of this? And if so, what do you do?
Yeah, we do. So this is a really hot topic these days. And I always say, let's think about how did it move from being health programs, but also wellness programs. And I think we definitely differentiate that at SAP and SuccessFactors because they're both play very important roles. We have some overlap. But the wellness piece is really looking at how do you look at the ROI on sleep, on overall performance, exercise, all these elements. Wearables are one of the things that we look at and test and provide for employees, especially in the U.S. and other parts of the world. And we are also partnering with Thrive, Arianna Huffington's organization, and we're looking at co-innovating technology within SuccessFactors. And we're looking at behavior-based cognitive change. So looking at ways to prompt leaders and employees to drive and drive that behavior change, right, which is really important. So looking at that and allowing people to think about how are you powering yourself the best way from a wellness perspective drives, one, more productivity, one, more happiness, and two, I think it really just speaks volumes that we care about our people. At the end of the day, if you don't care about the people, they're going to feel it. And that's where they're going to want to stay or come as well.
So how do you know this is working?
So it's a good question. So we love data and we love to measure the things. So we definitely measure overall employee engagement. We look at leadership trust. We look at the amount of organizational changes we make. So we're thinking about it holistically across the whole organization. And we're taking that feedback. We have open feedback to our CEO, Bill McDermott. We have open feedback to leaders. We get a lot of feedback. And we are a culture that we believe in. We need to constantly tweak and change, and we put that information in. So we take that feedback and surveys very seriously, and we quickly apply it and say, we heard you. Here's what we change, and here's how we manage it.
So what mechanisms are used to give feedback to Bill McDermott? That sounds like
I need to know more. He gets emails. He's very approachable. Uh-huh. He remembers everybody's name. He's very, I would say, relatable with our people. So he gets direct feedback. We in HR, we work with Bill and his team to respond to every single one of those emails. He sends everybody a happy anniversary, happy birthday notes. So that feedback comes automatically at least 1 to 2 times a year. He's touching those people and they're getting feedback. And we many times see patterns out there that might not have been shown to us that we actually go after. That's one area. The other thing is a digital board of the future. That's our technology that looks at financial data, operations data, and people data. And we triangulate that information and we can see, not only I have turnover issue. I know exactly where I have turnover issue by job code, in which part of the world, and why. Did they take their learning? What's the reason for leaving? Is there low leadership trust? I can pinpoint the issue. I can build a program or an issue. I can fly in there and we can resolve it instantly. There's no more of this peanut butter spread HR program that doesn't relate to the topic they have. That allows us to focus on those topics, build out programs that are much more about purpose in the company, like autism at work, like our overall purpose driving performance. Those, that's how we spend our time, because we can we see what the root issues are. Mm-hmm. We build the, we listen to them, and we roll out those programs, so we can pinpoint and provide a solution immediately.
Is it too early to have any data on how this helps the bottom line?
I think most people would say no, but I would say I think we already have seen our revenue grow 2 times in 5 years. We've seen our employee engagement go up double digits during that same time frame. Our leadership trust grows the same, and so did our health index. And it mirrors the entire SuccessFactors transformation and our HR transformation and our business transformation from on-premise to the cloud. I don't think that that's a coincidence. I think that's real. That's the data, I would say. And the transparency is what drove the change in the behavior and allowed leaders to be more empowered and employees to feel like they understood where they stand.
What would be your advice to somebody else who's trying to improve the employee experience? Well, like what, for example, yeah. what are some pitfalls to avoid?
No, I think the number one is, especially in HR or from a CEO perspective, know what you want to be from an employee experience. What's your strategy? Who are you? And what aren't you going to do? So focus. And in HR, you sometimes try to be everything, but you end up being nothing. And it's important to say, we're going to focus on these things because we heard you. These are the most important things. And then stay with it. Get the feedback. Tweak the things that aren't working and continue to drive that pulse. And I think that's where people feel valued. They feel like you care. Their voice is heard. And they're going to be much more engaged to help you build a solution versus just criticize it.
Bridget, thanks for your time.
Well, thank you for the questions.